who's probably most famous at all of us now, and it's pretty fair to say, Kate already pays. How's your health?
I'm doing well, thank you very much.
Good. Also joined by an old friend of ours who left us. No bad intention, obviously. Paul, aka Northman. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for having me on. Having me back, shall we say?
After you deserted us and Football Manager.
Yes, I technically didn't desert Football Manager. I just retired my recording boots, shall we say?
I can imagine you being. I can imagine that doing that scene out of a Simpsons movie. No, a torchlight one. Up to the. Went out to put them all in quarantine, where you all come up with pitchforks.
I mean, we'll move on, Luke, because I have no idea what
You
you're talking
can't get back to a
about.
reference.
No
I'm
idea.
also joined by a new friend of ours, AJ.
How's it going?
How are you?
Yeah, all good. Are you?
Yeah, I'm
Good.
raring to
Good to be
go.
on you.
Obviously, you might notice it's a noble absentee, Pelham, who wife just gave birth to a baby boy. I can't remember what I called it. Can you, Kate?
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Anyway, it's healthy, so congratulations to Pelham.
Something with an M, wasn't it? Mason?
Yeah, something.
Oh, this is going so bad. You just can't do that. Congratulations,
Oh,
Pelham. Congratulations.
congratulations, Pelham. Anyway, lovely youth intake. That's wonderful.
I like that. I like that.
We did suggest Mason Bradshaw, but that got told no, so.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm remembering. I don't know.
Probably. Well, we're gonna keep it quite short tonight because just to keep it short. Article from Toby. His article was about roles and if they mattered. So did anyone read it?
Yes.
Yeah, I've had a big
Yes.
through, yeah.
Quick,
So
go to AJFM first. Get him to tell us what he thinks.
go on, what do you think? AJ, FM, okay.
Well, I'm not a great Football Manager player, but
Good
like,
start.
yes,
You're
it's
starting on an
good.
FM podcast?
I just wing it, hence why I, get sacked or resign all the time.
I think me and you get on really well. But
Yeah.
I'm not very good if you read my story.
Yeah, I literally just wing it and that's it. But yeah, like I don't always use the most familiar role with a player. Like I obviously see what their best attributes are and go off that. But like I rely a lot of form really, not really like roles and all that stuff.
Roles don't matter as much as they as it like you think you do. So when we went to
No.
London to see Hay Towers, the bloke there.
I
Yeah,
mean,
but
surely
Messi's
that's
messy.
just, yeah, that's more just common sense, really, isn't it? I mean, any player can play in any position. You can put a goalkeeper in central midfield, and he's got two legs. He can touch a ball. I mean,
Yeah.
the roles are there specifically for one reason, to give you an idea of, okay, this guy is 6 foot 5. He's got good jump reach, good heading. He's really strong. He's going to be a decent target man. It doesn't mean he can only play target man. To say does roles matter? Well, of course they matter because they are there as a guide, which means they matter. If you didn't have any roles and you just had to look at the stats and decide what role you wanted yourself, you would still 99% of the time come to the same conclusion, I would assume. And you would still also think to yourself, well, I could put him on the left wing if I'm short of people and I need somebody out there. But surely, if you've got no players who can play on the left wing, then you're not going to play a left winger. It doesn't matter what the roles are, it's what the 11 players would do, Kate.
Yeah, for me, see, I'm quite the opposite from AJ. I do literally just about the exact opposite in that when I arrive at a team, the first thing I do is figure out who the best players are, who's the best 11, and then I find a tactic that fits those 11 players. Right? I don't come in predetermined with a tactic. I don't have any ideas about what I'm going to do. I go and see what the team is capable of, and that's what I build the tactic on.
I think it has to be. Right? It just makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, and then I assign roles. Generally speaking, I try and match the role to the best thing that player is able to do.
Yeah.
And the reason that I do that is because if you look very carefully, there's a little tiny boost to familiarity every time you do that.
Yeah.
The more of the circle gets filled in as it goes greener, the more your familiarity goes up, which says to me that there is actually an effect of roles and that it really does make a difference. And that, because I come from a place of believing that they don't bother coding something into the game that doesn't have an effect.
100%. No,
right?
100% agree with you.
You know, because people often say, oh, well, you know, such and such a thing, feature doesn't have any effect. It's just for show. And I'm like, no way they are spending the money to hire coders to put something in just for show.
It's not business sense. No.
Yeah. It's not business sense. There's no way they'd do that. So, yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me that they would do something that, especially something so obvious as roles, that they would do it without it having a good purpose.
I think you've got to just find that balance, and it takes you back to the basics of the tactics talk, doesn't it? In terms of, do roles matter? Yes. Does the roles of all 11 people matter more? Yes. If you are playing, say, 4-4-1-4-1 with nobody in the attack midfielders roles, you don't want your attacker playing as a poacher, for example, because if he runs wide with the ball, there's going to be nobody available for him. So even if his best role is a poacher and you have nobody who can play in the attack midfielder role, then you have to designate him a role, which means he drops deep to link up play. So do roles matter? Yes. Do roles within a tactic matter more? Yes. And that's why, as you said, Kate, when you go into a club, you don't just go, right, guys, we're going to play 4-5-1. Oh, shit, we've got no wingers. You've got to build something which fits the team.
Exactly.
So I'm a bit more like, I admit, I just wing it as I go. As anyone who read my taking the ball toy will understand. I finished with West Ham. I've conceded 81 goals. But we did stay up, which I think is a miracle in itself, really.
I think one of the things I would say in terms of if you're picking a tactic and in terms of roles within that tactic is, for my 8th season with Cork, which I'm playing at the minute, I've designed a 5-3-2 tactic with wing-backs, and my right-back can play wing-back according to the roles. He's just completely red in that position. But I'm retraining him in that position because he can. He has all the abilities to play there, including personal traits. So roles are important, tactics are important, but sometimes just ignore it and just put them where you know they can go. This guy bombs forward constantly from right back, so moving him to wing back is going to make no difference. And yeah, so roles are important, but the tactic, in my opinion, is a lot more important.
Yeah, I would say so. I think that the roles just, they finding one that suits a player can be, as you say, a matter of finding the support for him to learn that role and become good at it, even though his traits would say that he's good at it. He may not understand the role yet. When you train him on it, he becomes good at it. And if he's really good at it, if he's really suited to it, he will train well for it.
100%. I mean, I'm just checking him now because we're a few months in. He's orange now in terms of wing-back role, but that's more due to the fact that I'm still rotating between the two tactics. This tactic is my secondary tactic this season, with the idea of it being my main tactic in season 9. Obviously, not throwing a brand new tactic at a team and going, look, guys, this is what we're doing today. Good luck. So, I mean, we are unbeaten 26 games in at the minute, so it's working well when that tactic is used. So it's not like it's just being thrown together without a plan.
Like for me, I think I need to learn the roles a little bit more. I think that's what my failure is, because like I did like a Leamington save a couple of years ago, and obviously not understanding the roles fully led to me not being successful at the club. Same as with my last save with Nottingham Forest and the one I've just finished with Burton as well. Like I think I just need to understand the roles a bit more, I reckon. Anyway,
that makes sense.
Like say I can play like a deep line forward. Like you read the description, but like don't fully understand how they get to work. Like for me, sometimes I wonder why you strikers, because they don't often score. So I think that's a bit of a problem.
I think you've got to find, Kate said, you've got to find a role which works with others, not just a role that works with that individual. So, for example, if I just check now, my main striker, 24 league games, 18 goals, so he's scoring well. And that's playing as a pressing forward on attack, but he has two wingers either side of him. So as he's pressing, both the wingers are also pressing, but also one of my two central midfielders is on attack and press more as well. So what you find is when he does press, the rest of the team is pressing with him. And when we win it back, he's got that triangle around him. It's anybody who says, oh, I just wing it, I'm not sure. Just draw triangles. Draw the formation on a piece of paper and just say, right, where's the triangle in this formation? And if your player doesn't have two players to pass to, redesign the tactic. Just change one of the roles. Drop the striker back maybe into a deep line forward, which will automatically link him up with one of the centre mids. And then look, right, if you don't have any good wingers, stick a striker out there who can dribble and just play an inside forward. It'll automatically create a new triangle having an inside forward. And it's something I do a lot in terms of I've only got one winger, so as soon as he gets injured on the left, I have two strikers who can play as inside forwards out there. So, again, personal instructions, personal setup. As soon as I drop one of them in, it changes to the inside forward with his own individual setup. Simple. Well, it sounds simple to me.
Well, if my next save is successful, I knew who to thank.
Is that... Are we going to move on to our next article now, can't we? Can we done? Quite a lot on that.
Sure.
The next one was by me in my taking on the world save, which is basically where we try and travel around the world. In this episode, in this update, we moved to France, then back to England. So I haven't gone much around the world yet, to be honest. Basically, I'm not really good at the game, I've realised. Or either I'm picking really, really shit teams who've got bigger problems. Like, I joined this club, I'm locking it now. And I had just got promoted from League 2. But next time I how, I'm at 8 million euros in debt.
Ooh.
That's tough.
And I can leave a mark.
I lost 15 million the season before in League 2. How the heck can you lose that amount of money in the second division of French football? Seriously.
Did they just get relegated?
No, been in that league quite a while.
Oh, okay. So.
The ball are very good at managing money.
But no.
Yeah, apparently.
Their wage bill is ridiculously high. I haven't got a screenshot on the article, but it was something like it was way over above the standard of the players they had. Like, the team was shite, to be honest. Not good at all.
I mean, I'm looking at your tactic now, to be honest with you, Luke, and I can see why you struggled, to be honest with you. So I'm just scrolling down to Burnley now to see if you went with the same tactic, because if you did, it's going to be a disaster. I would suggest people head over to dictatethegame.com, check out this taken on the World 6, and maybe tweet you some feedback, Luke. Just on your tactic.
Might be handy.
Because at the minute you're playing extremely direct. You're hitting early crosses, but you have no one to hit them crosses to. You're playing narrow, but you've got a shadow striker running into your target man support, so them two are just cuddling each other. You're also, when you lose the ball, you want everyone to run backwards, but then when you win it, run forwards again. But you've only got two people on attacking mentality. But you're also defending narrow with a low defensive line.
Players are a bit confused.
But staying on the feet, so they like, but tight. Get tight, but don't actually tackle anybody. Just make sure you're standing close to them. I mean, come on, Luke.
But in retrospect, probably wasn't the best tackle decision that I ever made.
It's the basic triangle, isn't it? Does your shadow striker form a triangle with the target man? No, because they're on top of each other. Can you hit early crosses when you have nobody getting forward? No, because you don't have enough attacking stuff. The auto roll, I don't know about you, Kate, but the auto roll for fullbacks and central midfielders, to me, they just stand there like lost sheep sometimes.
Yeah, I don't find I've had much use out of it. I usually stick to the three classic roles. But I mean, effectively, when you're uncautious here and you've got three automatics, what you're saying is you've got five defending, three supporting, and two attack in this lineup. But it's extremely direct.
Also, you're playing narrow as well, so what you're saying to your left winger is tuck inside, and then your left back is tucking in tight as well. So if the opposition plays wide, they're probably going to have a 2v1 all the time down your left side with your left winger scared to go out to them. So it's just gifting cross after cross after cross.
Basically, he's relying on a target man, and that's it. Like, just lump it up to the target man, that's it.
I mean, I'm not making excuses.
But
the squad was appalling, and it was one of the worst squads I think I've ever had.
Is, Luke, it's very easy to fall into the trap. I'm doing it 1,000,000%. I'm doing it right now with Cork, in terms of sometimes you just get blinded in your own save and don't see the mistakes you're making.
No, okay.
So I wouldn't be hard on yourself. It's very easy for us to look at it and go, you did this, and this wrong. Then we look at our own saves and go, oh, hell, I'm doing the same thing.
I think also part of my fault was, because we were predicted to finish like 20th, they were not really good. I think my fault was, if I sat back, I might get our goal and basically try and defend. Basically what Chelsea did under Mourinho.
Now,
play awful football, but get a result, win 1-0.
Chelsea did that with amazing players. That's the difference.
Also, if you look at Chelsea as well, they had Ashley Cole and Bosinga, wasn't it, on the fullbacks. Both of them not very tall. Both of them not very good in the air. So what they did was they pressed the wingers quickly and won tackles quickly. If you think back at Ashley Cole, what a great tackler he was. Where you're telling your fullbacks, we're going to win these in the air, so just defend narrow and wait for the crosses to come in. So,
yeah.
I mean, for me, I don't know about you, for example, AJFM. I don't know about you, but I find defending narrow just doesn't work in Football Manager. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, usually when I defend, it's either standard or wide, but usually it's wide because obviously, you know, you want the right back and left back to, you know, press the players as soon as they get, you know, into the half and do their job.
I mean, how do you set up defensively, Kate? Obviously player dependent.
It is player dependent. It very, very much is, but I usually like my fullbacks to be attacking and I don't generally like to play with wingers, so I like my fullbacks to provide all the width. So I like to play with at least one holding midfielder in front of the two center backs. And the center backs I like to pair up so that either they're playing cover and stopper, or they're both playing defense or something, so that they're working as a partnership rather than just two guys who happen to be both playing defense.
I do look that strongly in terms of, if my left back, for example, is very attacking, my right-sided centre-back would be as a cover, because you know a lot more crosses are going to come down from that side, and a lot of them are going to go over the first man, so you want your second centre-back to be winning that.
Yeah.
I completely agree with what you're saying there. Get them to work together, not just two men standing next to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
To finish the story off, I left by, I think in November I left. I joined in August, so I was there for about 3.5 months, probably.
Were you sacked, Luke, or did you just decide to leave?
No, I did walk. I wasn't sacked, but I thought, it was a bit of selfish. I thought, I'd get kind of a good job at Luton, where I were before I moved to France. And I thought, I don't want this job, I don't want to get sacked. It looked bad, and maybe then I might have to go down again. I didn't want to go step down again, because I did that all right from the start when I got fired from West Ham, and I had to go to China, and it all gets a mess. Now I wanted to stay at where I was at, so I thought I'm going to resign before it gets even worse. With 19th when I got sacked, I won one game out of 11. So, Locks 8, drawn 2. Not a great record.
The thing is, if you bail out early all the time, how are you getting jobs?
I know, I've got 6 jobs so far, so
usually when you bail out on jobs early, it's much harder to get more jobs because people don't trust you for fairly obvious reasons.
But when you go to interview and ask you want long term, I always said no. Because obviously the point of the series is to did not spend ideally more than 2 seasons at a club. My idea is to win something. Say that I've only actually won 1 trophy so far. I don't really know if I could count that as a major trophy.
But 2 seasons is a lot different than 3 months.
Yeah. But you said that, now I've got a job at Burnley, so...
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know. I think it's likely to catch up to you. But, I mean, I don't know. I've never done something like that, so I wouldn't...
We'll see. We will see. Well, I've won 1 trophy so far. Does anyone want to guess what it is? Hint, it's not a club trophy. It's an international trophy.
Christ. Oh, God, this is like a pick-and-guess thing, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Question, what was your past experience in badges when you started?
I've got no idea.
Because I'm guessing it was high due to the fact of you actually getting jobs. I'm going to guess that you won the Asian Cup.
Oh, is any chance you happened to raise it on the...
No, no, that was literally a guess, was it? Right?
Oh, yeah,
it was
Asian Cup.
Wow.
It was Asian Cup. I won that. It's the only trophy I won so
far. That's funny.
I beat Australia in the final. That was probably my best ever performance in this game.
Fairly impressed, I guess. Well done, me.
Then I went to Burnley. I went to Burnley in March. I spent £56 million pounds on players in the summer. My match had been, I actually reckon I'll take the record for the worst team to spend £56 million on players. But the players I bought are atrocious. They bought players who basically did a good job in the Championship, but I know when they're going out for the Premier League. They bought a player called Luis Suarez. He's not Luis Suarez who plays Barcelona, but he's not a regen. He's in the game at the start.
Oh, is he... who did he play for? Let me see if he's still...
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Luis Suarez wasn't the youngster Barcelona signed, was he?
I've got no idea. And but I brought him for £17 million because he had a really good season in the Championship, scored like 27 goals.
But he played in the Premier League. Watford and Granada.
He's Colombian, yeah.
Yeah.
He played
Luis Suarez, Zaragoza.
It's not the one I was thinking of.
He played in the Premier League before that and never scored more than 5 Premier League goals. This season he scored 12.
All right.
But I spent so much money on crap players.
That's my life.
Why do you think it is that you buy crap players? What are you judging them on?
Not me.
Oh, I see.
Well, I mean, judging by his record, to be fair, Kate, I'm fairly sure he buys crap players as well.
Yeah, well, sorry, well, I misunderstood what you were saying there.
He spent loads of money on players who, well, I wouldn't spend that much money on players.
Gotcha.
It's almost like they're planning to go down, put it that way. And I saw Nick Pope in January and did not sign a replacement. So I was playing with a goalkeeper who was only good enough for League One.
Oh, dear.
I did not sign a replacement. I couldn't sign one because I was out of a transfer window. I was in March time when I joined.
Okay.
So I was playing with a goalkeeper who were only good enough for League One.
Are you in a good position then?
I'm actually surprised we didn't go down. I think it's 16th. We were actually 15th when I took them over. So we did go down a position. Won 2 games. But I think it'll be right next season when I have my own team, I think. But
we'll
see.
You keep telling yourself and
wisely.
We said that from the start. Right. We have a quick look at FM Stag's article, which is cats and views in FM20 and why we should use them as part 2. Who wants to start?
I'm actually amazed. Are there people who don't use custom views? Like, honestly, I would love somebody to tweet back to dictate the game if somebody does not use custom views. Like, even Absolutely. Just the tiniest adjustment. Because, hang on, let me click on the general info. You have name, position, nationality, height, weight, age, and value. Is that correct? That doesn't
I think so, yeah.
I mean, it's that long. I don't even know if that's correct, but that's what it says. I mean, it literally tells you nothing.
Yeah.
I honestly can't see someone who doesn't use them. And no, if they do, I just want to ask why and just why? Just why, Luke? It's all I've got.
Okay, here's a funny thing, though, because I don't know how many of you know I've been doing my linguistic journeyman, right?
I do.
When I land in a country, I change the language of the game into that country's language, right? Well, I was just looking at my custom views here as we were talking about it, and the third one down is in Dutch. Oh. It saved it in Dutch, so instead of saying copy of report, it says Kopie van verslagen.
Oh, that's strange. That's so weird. I didn't change it back.
Weird. I know. It's weird.
But also,
anyway, I just
remind you of what you've done, which is nice.
It is nice, yes. It's funny, weird thing.
When you land in Norway, I'll help you.
Yeah, if I land in Norway.
You have to, just for the fun of the language.
I'm in Sweden right now. It's been killing me.
I can understand quite a bit of Swedish, to be fair. The language isn't much different. Like, my girlfriend speaks fluent Norwegian, and obviously because she's Norwegian, but speaks Swedish as well. Like, she doesn't struggle at all. It seems Swedish, Danish, and Norwegian, they just understand it all.
Sort of. Like, there's
a song on the radio at the minute, which I said to her, I was like, oh, I love this new song. And I played her, and she was like, oh, yeah, that's Swedish. I was like, oh. Well, I understood it, so it still counts.
Then you must be doing well with your Norwegian.
It's getting there.
So I know that Danish people can understand Swedes and Norwegians most easily.
Yeah.
And Norwegians can understand Swedes and Danes most easily.
Yeah.
But Swedes have the most trouble with anybody.
Oh. Maybe they're a little bit simple.
It's a weird combination of things. So.
I know we went on holiday to Denmark a few years ago, and I found them very easy to understand. Like the you know, like the tone of their voice was quite nice in terms of it was, it was, I don't want to say simple, it sounds rude, but it was very simple to understand.
Yeah. Anyway, it was totally off on a tangent.
It's my full story.
No, mine, because I brought it up. So yeah. Anyway, custom views, absolutely. I don't know how you get by without them.
Yeah, I've got a couple of them. Like I have a main one with like happiness, potential, and obviously appearances, goals, and all that kind of stuff. And then I've got a separate one which I created like the other day with main stats, like per 90 minutes or whatever, and all that, the main stuff. Obviously, I'm just getting used to that now, considering, you know, I haven't done too well with saves. I thought it might be useful if I tried to use it.
But yeah. I did go to post a screenshot of mine in the chat, but then accidentally posted the chat instead, so I'll post my other screen now. But I don't know why, but I have worked with teamwork and determination on all of mine, no matter what custom view I use. I always like to have them three. I don't think it's ever affected my selection of going, okay, you're going to play in defense instead of this guy. But I just kind of like it. It fills me with pride to know that the people who have poor work rate, teamwork, determination are just sitting below the squad selection.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like to have things, especially this year, I like to have a column for the for how happy they are with the agreed playing time.
Yes. Yes, that because, is definitely something.
That's a great way to keep track of who's getting peeved about not getting enough playing time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they tend to stand out. I mean, I'm looking at my team right now and my personal save, and it's, you know, all green except for three guys. And, you know, two of them have been long-term injured, so yeah. Fair enough. So I'm happy with that. If I've only got one unhappy player, then I'm doing an okay job of rotating.
I think it's I try to rotate massively. I've just got, there's one player who was in my squad when I started the save 8 years ago. And he's always been one of my first choice, but a year ago he kind of got replaced. I still feel bad about it. Let's not go down that route. I'll start crying. He's now complaining that he wants to leave, and it's so emotional. He's leaving at the end of the year. I feel like we should have a testimonial, but he's probably just going to leave and hate me, which is a bit depressing.
Yeah, I won't give him a testimonial until he's had 10 years.
I know.
Are you the same?
Let me check out.
But are you the same, like, when it comes to players? I hate seeing players leave. Like, if a player has been with me for, like, 8-9 years, I will not get rid of him, no matter how bad he is.
I
can't bring myself to get rid of him.
Some players just have special attachments, and especially, AJFM, who just tried to melt my heart by telling me how he followed some of my old work, said that he recognised the name of Dylan McGlade, who was a Blythe with me on a previous YouTube save. And he was actually at Cork City when I joined. And eighth season, he's still at the club. He's played 153 games in them 8 years. But if
that's
if I look back, in the last 3 years, he's played 23. So as the team's improved, he's become a very, very much a local cup player. We play in a local cup, which I win every single year. But it adds to my trophy collection. But he plays in that now at the minute. But I'm basically going to try to keep him till he retires, just because he has so much FM nostalgia for me.
So he's basically like a Jeff Thomas from Dr. Benji, self story fame, in a way.
I will say yes, but I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, should we move on to the quiz, or?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So this quiz, I've gone sorted.si.net, and I've locked out all the records that have been set for FM20 so far. Got five questions. got 5 questions, all about records within the game. Some are team records, some are player records. So, what I think we'll do, we'll go for the first question, which is, what is the biggest away win recorded in FM20?
Do we have to buzz, or...?
We take a minute to think about it.
Can we like discuss between us?
No.
Oh.
It's a quiz to see who wins.
But you didn't say who the questions aimed at. Do we all just take a guess and closest wins?
You all take a guess and whoever gets.
Okay. I mean, that's a quiz master. You should have told us this.
Sorry, yeah. I'm not good at this.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm ready.
Sure.
Yeah, AJ?
I don't know. 22-0, I don't know.
Who said he could go first?
I nominated myself.
I'll say 11-1.
Okay, Paul?
Biggest away win?
Yeah.
Is this in competitive or friendly matches as well?
Competitive.
Okay. 16-0.
Okay, drum roll. AJ gets the point. 22-0 is the right answer.
And did he say 22?
Yeah.
Cheating.
22-0. It was. It was in the Copa del Rey.
Okay.
Year that was in the Copa del Rey. So that means.
That was beginner's luck, I think.
I hope so.
AJ is 1-0 up.
1-0-0, actually.
1-0-0.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Right, so the next question also, and this is, I actually think this is quite an easier one. We all love a late minute winner, but what is the most goals that have been scored in injury time in FM20? So injury time, not extra time, injury time. Do you ever think? Let me know.
Well, I scored 2 today in a match. There's definitely more than 2.
I've seen 5.
Oh, shit. I was thinking 3. So thanks for that. You've helped me there.
I was going to say 5, so I know to change my answer.
No, I didn't know that sorted out SI was saving records, so I didn't report it. Yeah. I never reported it, so you never know. Somebody else might not have gotten that. But I did get 5 in one game once. Crazy game. I think it finished 7-5 or something.
Oh, jeez.
That was nuts.
So boring game up until 90 minutes then.
Yeah.
So, are we all ready?
Yes.
Sure.
So, we go with Paul to start with this time.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with 4 because I feel like Kate now is kicking herself for not recording it.
Yeah, probably.
Kate. Then, Kate, what do you reckon your one is? What are you saying?
I'm going to say 5 because I know that I did it.
AJ?
I'll say 6.
You had to say that again, you broke up.
6. I'll say 6.
6. Okay, well, technically, none of you have got it right. But as Paul is the closest, guess what? It was 3.
What?
Oh, no. She is now digging through that save for a screenshot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to find it.
That's
God,
3
so
isn't
many
enough.
Saves.
I'm sure I've seen more than 3 in my save.
Yeah, but look what it says. No one says according to records, it's 3.
No one like sorted out SI.
Okay, so this is another good one. Well, penalties. We'll get why would we get a penalty? What is the most penalties scored in one game?
God.
Including shootouts or not?
No, in normal time, not shootouts.
Okay. Okay, because I had a shootout this year that was 22 shots.
No, it's normal time only.
No, it was. I'm sorry, it wasn't 22 shots. It was 18 shots each.
Oh.
We got through almost the team this before we managed to settle it.
Can I put in a complaint? I think she's saying numbers to try to get in our heads.
No.
Yeah.
This one I did record.
Put it right. I'm not going to say anything, but shit. I'm not saying
that was bad. That was shootouts it's anyway.
Normal time only.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
So we all ready?
Yep.
So Kate, what's your answer?
4.
Okay. Then we go to AJ.
I'll say 7.
Oh dear. Yeah.
Paul.
I'm gonna go 5.
AJ gets another point. 7.
Oh, look at that, guys. Hey.
7 Jesus, again. Look at that, guys. Yeah. Screenshot your screen. I know what you've got it on.
I'm on the Discord chat and custom views. Actually. Uh huh.
Okay, so it's got one more question. And it could be the last question.
Is it an actual good question? I was excited about this quiz. I didn't know it was just a lucky guess quiz. I've been researching facts of Championship Manager and Football Manager all day.
No, I didn't plan in time. I last minute wing it, so... Mm-hmm. I think this is an interesting question. It is a bit of a guess one, but if you do a bit of... If you think about it, I think you can guess one. What is the youngest player, this is a region, to make an appearance in a competitive match?
Oh, well, surely we can guess this one.
This is not a real-life player, it's in the game, we came from the region.
Yep.
Okay, so, we all ready, or...?
Yep.
Go, were you first,
Yeah,
Paul?
could be kind of a trick question, but yeah, okay.
To play in a competitive match?
Competitive match.
Okay, so region days in certain countries come at certain points in terms of the generation of players. So I'm going to go with 14 and 200 days.
Okay. AJ?
I'll go with 15.
Okay.
Well, specify the days, I'd say 15.
And Kate?
Say about 15 and a half.
Okay.
I think it's wrong, but...
The problem is it's recorded, isn't it, on that specific website, so...
Yeah.
Again, technically, Nan, you're right. But I will give it to Paul because it's 14.3.
Yes.
You're close.
So you're closest at all of that. So it is tiebreak between AJ and Paul.
Oh, we are nailing this. Come on, ask an actual question.
So this question is nothing to do with... You can't answer it, Kate, but... For a bit of to get a final point.
No, that's right. I'm not good at random guessing games.
I agree, kid. I'm disappointed
enough.
As well.
This question is I wasn't planning this to be the decider. So it's not a really good decider.
Oh God's sake. Bring back Ryan.
Fantastic.
Helen, we miss
you. What is the most goals scored in one season? This is all competitions.
Okay.
Is this around the world? So, like, it's counted like the Brazilian league, for example.
No, this is what a user.
Yeah.
What I scored in one season.
But it could be.
Sorry, not a player.
No. It's like
the club. What,
you mean like one
club.
Of us?
Like a club. What club called?
Okay.
Okay. So he could be managing a team
in
Brazil.
Yeah, he could be managing a team in Brazil or lower leagues.
Okay. Come on, AJ. You go first.
Oh, I'll probably have a wild guess. Because depending on what league you're in, you could score loads of goals. I'd say 235.
Okay.
That's a lot of goals, isn't it?
Christ. No.
It is. I'm going to say about 180.
Okay. Paul?
Well, I know Acid Fire got one player to over 100 before.
This is not players, this is clubs.
I know, but I'm saying, so if one player gets over 100, then the rest of this club team put together. I'm going to go, because it's between me and AJ for the win, I'm going to go with 234, if he said 235.
Nice. Good strategy.
Thanks.
That's why I didn't want to go first.
I've got to find a thing.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay.
Is it
now?
Bring back Ryan. Bring back Ryan.
Is it more or less than 234?
It's less.
Okay, then I won.
How much less?
180.
Oh, hey, Kate, what have you been cheating on here?
Who's cheating now,
Who's cheating now?
Now I've got a problem. I haven't got a decided question.
But that was a decided question, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but I won it.
So now
we're going to take all.
Ask an actual FM historical question, Luke.
I might as well step down already.
Hello?
Okay. I'm trying to think of something to do. Okay.
Silence is bliss.
I'm gonna be psychic. I think my answer is gonna be Kim Kellstrom.
You can't be in this, Kay. This is insider.
But she's in this because she won the last one. Aren't we all on the same points?
No, you
guys are on two. I'm only on one.
Okay.
So this is quite a big one. Who founded the brand? This is Championship Manager.
Oh, God. Who founded the brand? So not the company, but the brand.
Well, company, whatever. This who finds the game, Football Manager or Championship Manager, the shared universe.
Okay. And AJ went first last time, so technically if I answer the question, I've won, right?
Yeah, technically.
So the Collier brothers.
Yeah.
That might be the shittest joint question ever.
I know.
Literally, this might go to go first.
I wasn't even born when the first Championship Manager came out.
Neither was I, bitch.
Did you know the answer to that, AJ?
No.
Okay, so you weren't good anyway, so it's fine.
Should be ashamed of yourself. I've watched that documentary about 40 times.
So now, that's the quiz done. So well done to Paul.
Oh, thank God.
Who won the quiz. It was an excellent quiz, I think you can all agree.
Pelham,
absolutely.
I think
he deserves a shirt. I think he deserves a shirt, Luke. You should send him a shirt.
Not my decision to make. Don't get him into that decision.
It's the host's decision, sir.
That's fine.
A shirt wouldn't be bad. I'll take a shirt. I'll post a picture on Twitter for her.
There you go.
That's Ryan.
Ryan won't send me one. It's cheap as hell.
Except me a t-shirt. Except me two.
Oh, yeah. Move on.
Pretty upset about the subject.
Oh my god, I've just realised you posted the questions in the chat earlier.
The questions?
Yeah, I've been looking for them.
Anyone could have Googled them. Is Pelham back next week, yeah?
No, Pelham won't be back for a long time.
Oh my god. For
the foreseeable future.
Come on, Pelham, I had a kid and recorded a video the next day.
So,
come on then, move on.
We're going to wind this podcast up and answer some of our questions, what you've sent in. We've got quite a few today. We're going to start with, I believe, the best one for last. I think we start with this one, don't you, Paul?
I've no idea because I don't know what question you're going to ask.
You really want to ask it from the wonderful friend of ours, FM Samo.
Oh, yes.
Why did he feel like he had to announce he was the time for making FM content?
Well, I thought that was a bit
question
of a
question that's been asked many times.
I thought that was a bit of a random question, to be honest. Like, why did you have to announce it? Well, why not? Secondly, there was, let's say in the first 24 hours, I always got about 300 to 400 views on my main video releases. Them 300 to 400 people were consistent every single day coming back to my content. Surely it made more sense to inform them that I was stopping FM content instead of just disappearing and not doing anything. I cared about the time that they took out of their day to watch my videos, and I wanted them to know what was happening. I know Samo replied saying that he wouldn't tell people if he was stepping away. Well, that's his personal choice. I wanted to. So, simple.
It was a sad day when you left.
I would absolutely say something.
I think it makes sense. Honestly, I think it makes sense, and I find it amazing that's even questioned.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
We've actually got a bit of follow-up question to this, but it's not, but it is in a way, from Dodgy Gamer.
Okay.
It says, also for Norton, have you enjoyed playing Football Manager more since you stopped making content? Is there anything you missed about making content?
The interaction with people I miss. And I did actually, when I first stopped making content, I did struggle to get into a save. I'm not now, I'm really deep into one. But yes, I've enjoyed FM more. I think it's because I started making content in like 2009 on NeoSeeker forums. And then from 2013, 14, we started FM Central. So it was like weekly podcasts and daily videos from 2014 to the start of 2020. That's a long time to be grinding away with daily videos. So,
yeah
I mean, I've enjoyed FM a lot more since I stopped because I've just been able to settle down after work and just enjoy playing the game a bit and just I started to stress more about worrying what other people thought of my content instead of just making content for myself. And that's why my views died out, in my opinion. In my opinion, my content got dull. My content got boring. My content got very samey-same. It wasn't exciting to watch, and I understand why people didn't come back to it. So it makes sense to me that it was the right time to stop.
Best gap on the high, then. Drag it on.
Well, I mean, technically, I dragged it on.
Well,
I enjoyed the videos.
We can pretend.
Yeah, we'll pretend I left on a high.
Pretend it's on a high. Now we're moving on to questions for the panel. We'll start with from Dan Finch, who also used to write for that. Who is the FM Wonder Kid that is most disappointing in real life? I think there's only one answer to this. Don't know if you agree, but Freddy Adu. Easily, surely.
I don't know. I think there's a case to be made for Cherno Samba, especially given the fact that it was Football Manager, well, Championship Manager, that ruined his life.
I think yes.
I mean, he's written a really interesting book about it.
I think definitely it put a lot of pressure on him, didn't it? I think for me, I would say Mark Kerr. Because Freddy Adu, within Football Manager, never built your team around Freddy Adu, apart from maybe for one game. But for Mark Kerr, for a couple of versions, was just unbelievable. Like, every team within the forums who dominated the world had Mark Kerr in the middle of that midfield. So for me, I'd go Mark Kerr.
I don't think Freddy Adu, because he was built up to so much. He was going to win the Champions League or this, and he's now playing for Las Vegas Lights in the USL. So that's obviously all about opinions. So obviously I probably am a bit biased due to my affinity to American soccer or football.
I think you're being biased. What about you, AJ? Who are you going with?
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I don't know much about Wonder Kids or whatever. Like, I haven't played Football Manager for that long, so I don't know who's a Wonder Kid back in the day. Like, so I don't know.
Excellent.
So
there's a very good input for myself.
I thought you nailed it.
FM Stag did a bit of a... I think it's a bit cheeky, because FM Stag, if you didn't know, he tagged us in a tweet this morning by following to take the game. I've replied with a lovely image, or GIF, of Anna Kendrick saying thank you. And someone said...
Who's Anna Kendrick?
Yeah.
I know you're joking.
No, I'm not.
I don't
know. Honestly, I have no idea. It's that bad. I actually typed it into Football Manager thinking it might be a physio or something. Who you?
No, she's an actress. She was in the Pitch Perfect movies.
Hang on, I'm Googling it. Hang on.
Never seen that. Never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's not the type of film you...
I've actually seen all three Pitch Perfect movies.
Okay.
Not ashamed.
I haven't watched any. No.
They're actually not bad. My girlfriend wanted to watch them, and I watched them with them. I didn't mind.
They're not bad. That's the one in the cinema.
I've seen worse.
Yeah, worse films like that.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
But basically, I got confused. He asked me what I thought about Kendrick Lamar, and I said I had no idea who he is. I still don't, so that's me. I've got no idea who he is.
Who's Kendrick Lamar? Oh, he's an American rapper.
Yeah, but
I've heard of him, but I don't really listen to that kind of music.
I don't like rap music, so I don't know. who he is.
Anna Kendrick. Gotcha.
I love how cool we all are. We're like, sorry, who's that? Yeah, who?
I have no idea who it is. I've been trying to look it up on Google.
I'm not joking.
And it took
I'd
me a while because
check out
it's
that
Kendrick,
perfect.
Not Mick Kendrick.
She was also in the Twilight movies, which is not a match to kind of fame because they're awful. But
yeah,
didn't mind them either.
Yeah, I've watched Twilight, I don't really like them. My fiance loves them, but I can't sit through
I'm just not that picky. I'll sit through most movies, to be honest. We watched one where about some girl who runs a marathon the other night.
Sounds interesting.
Mary runs a marathon or something. What's it called? Something like that. That was all right. Yeah, it's probably best we move on.
I have no idea.
I'm currently watching, we've changed the topic completely. I'm currently watching Riverdale. Have you heard of that? On Netflix?
No.
But basically, do you remember?
I don't have Netflix.
Well, do you remember, you probably don't, you're probably old. Either you might. Do you remember Sweet Little Death? You've got to remember that.
No.
Oh, God.
Move on to the questions, Luke. Come on.
I'm
watching Shrek at the moment.
Oh, we'll move on. Doesn't matter. Next question from Brooklyn. What role or roles have you used had a bigger effect on your game, whether it be a positive or negative? Kind of answered that early on, didn't we, really?
Yeah, we discussed roles earlier. Yeah.
So, do you have chips? Chips, like, not wrong by chips, like, not crisps. Do you have ketchup or mayo? For me, it's only one acceptable answer, and it's not mayo.
No, it's not mayo, no.
It's ketchup.
Gravy.
Yeah, ketchup.
Gravy,
chips with gravy,
ketchup.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, chips and gravy, to be fair, is a good one, yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, that's not an option in. That's not an option in the question he's asking. So
chips, gravy, and some mushy peas.
I wouldn't have ketchup or mayo on my chips. I'd rather have naked than ketchup.
Ketchup all the way.
Ketchup's nasty.
Mind you, I don't have ketchup that often. I only have it with fries or chips. Whatever.
I have it with chips. We've got two questions from FMTT. I'm going to keep the last one because it is on Brian's preference, so we say. The first one, he said, do you manage yourself or do you create a manager with a backstory? I think the best place to start with is you, Paul, isn't it?
Well, I mean, normally if I mention this, people go, oh my God, he's talking about it again. So I'll just quickly on me is just, no, I always manage with a manager from one of my previous saves, so it's Bram Ellison from an FC United Manchester from a few years ago, and I do that just because I'm in the game myself, so I don't want two versions of me within the game.
Yeah. I did manage as an alter ego a couple of years ago when I was doing my Fighting Bradshaw series, Mason Bradshaw series even, but no, don't do that anymore. He ended his, he woke up. I get managed as Luke Hume. What about the rest of you?
Mine, I usually go as OL Plays, which is a French name I made up as a play on my old lady plays name.
Yeah.
Hmm. I was thinking of doing it, because my Burton one is finished. I was thinking of doing a backstory for that manager, but I thought since I use webcam, it's harder for me to create a character on camera when it's myself, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. I want to, but with a webcam, I can't. And I hate making my videos without a camera because I like to be interactive.
I would suggest my good friend Matthias, the scribe, for that. He has a webcam, but he always talks about the manager in a third person, always has a creative mm-hmm. manager, and it's really well put together. And if I didn't mention him through the podcast, he would message me on Facebook abusing me. So quickly messaged him near the end. Get it in there, you know?
He might not, because he's stepped back now too. So.
Ah, yeah, but he'll listen, because I'll tell him I've been on, he has to listen.
Ah, well, there you go.
You know, we have rules.
Fair enough.
One final question. It's from FMTT. And let's be honest, is it really good to take the game podcast? We don't talk about Ryan's pancake fetish. Not really.
Okay.
Basically, so he asked, do we use plain flour or self-raising flour for our pancakes? He said, I imagine Ryan used plain flour and does the self-raising in private.
That's shocking.
Well,
you can't buy self-raising flour here, so we just use flour. Then there's a little powdery substance you add to the flour, which helps it raise. So yeah, and when I'm making Yorkshire puddings, for example, I just use plain flour, and they actually raise massively. So it's all a myth.
All a myth.
What about you, old lady players? Do you use plain flour, self-raising?
To make pancakes? I don't make pancakes.
In life?
It's not. I just don't make pancakes. They just don't interest me. I find them kind of boring.
I've never made a pancake.
I live in a country with maple syrup, with real maple syrup. And I still think that pancakes are boring.
Hmm.
You, AJ?
I just use plain flour. Keep it simple.
I should probably give you a bit of backstory really. So basically, a few months ago, you were still here when it happened, weren't you, Paul?
Yeah, I was on that podcast. I think it was
basically someone asked that what our favorite type of porn was. Ryan answered food porn. So it kind of became a bit of a running gag about Ryan's pancake fetish.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
We all have different kinks.
Oh my God, Luke, move on.
Yeah, don't start that.
I'm not sure you want to go down that road.
Pretty true. Fair. I think that's all our questions. Anyone else got any questions, or will be?
No, I'll just end my interaction in the podcast by telling you that I got my Champions League group draw for season 8. Barcelona, Tottenham, Lyon and Cork City. That's going to be an easy one.
That could be a blast.
That's going to be fun.
Very nice. Tottenham having to face Cork City.
Well, I mean, at least I'm not going to Manchester again, which I was last year. And this is my third time in the Champions League, 2 seasons in a row now, so hopefully we got on that path of doing it every year. But we've had Celtic all 3 years. The first 2 years. So this is the first time we've not had them.
I kind of kid, because actually Tottenham are really quite good in the game, so I shouldn't.
Let me check where they've
been. I'm a Spurs fan, but they do tend to do very well in the game.
Around fifth. Certainly they finished second last year. They finished second last year.
A lot of seconds, thirds, fourths. I've seen some wins too.
Their captain is Jude Bellingham, 24 years old now, 55 England caps, and looks amazing.
Hasn't he grown up?
And he's worth more than my club.
Nice.
So I'm trying to wind up the podcast. I better get all the links in before Ryan will hate me. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @TakeTheGame. Go to our store, takethegame.com/store. Anything else, you follow Caitlin, follow AJ. You can follow Paul if you want to.
I wouldn't bother.
He doesn't post much.
Actually, I do post quite a lot, to be fair.
He doesn't make content. We do post. No, you should follow Paul. He's a great guy.
I lose more followers than I gain every day, I've noticed.
Every day.
You don't want to follow me.
No.
Anyone who follows me will confirm that. I'll post a lot of shit. Do you want to confirm that, Paul?
Sure. Didn't hear what he said, but whatever.
I'm afraid I can't confirm it either, because I don't follow you.
I've only been in that. Even Paul followed me. I said I post loads on my Twitter, which is true. I post loads of shit, so much shit. But
I'll be posting golf pictures in the morning if you ever end this podcast, so I can go to bed.
Do you know half an hour then?
Waking up in 6 hours.
Alright, so, Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure. And it's very nice to speak to all lady players for the first time. Thank you very much.
You too. You too as well.
Thank you to our mini celebrity, Kate.
Ha.
And also thank you to our special guest, AJ FM.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's been lots of fun.
It's been good to hear you speak, AJ. Good to hear you on.
Oh yeah, it's been good to actually communicate with you, Paul.
Yes, communication, it's key.
Instead of just through Twitch and all that stuff. So,
that rounds out today's podcast.